Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. The 0-2 Saints go to Seattle to take on the 1-1 Seahawks. And one thing they have in common is that both teams lose to the 49ers already this year. Mike Haas joins us, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we're coming to you. We're in Bellevue, so we're just a little east of Seattle. I assume you've been up in this area, you know, Columbia Valley, wine country, Puget Sound, wine country. I assume you know all that, right?
I've not been in the wine country up there, but I've been up there with the Saints, I think, three, maybe four times, and I think we are 0-4. So I never did bring them much luck when I traveled with them.
Yeah, so I know you've been to a couple of the playoff games.
Oh, yeah.
They've done pretty well. They won the last one here. They won the last four overall. But you're right. It's the playoff games that people remember. And you're right. They both lost to San Francisco in somewhat similar fashions. Seattle was driving on the very last, drive the game against San Francisco, and they get a sack fumble on Sam Darnold, and they were within probably the 20-yard line and end up losing 17-13. And, you know, the Saints had their final opportunity with a chance to win, and it was a sack fumble on Spencer Rattler, final drive. So two final drives. Seattle is much closer. I mean, Seattle, you know, they win that game. They're very close to being 2-0. So this very it's a big one. I mean, it is a big one. They all are, but after you drop your first two at home and this is your first road game, this kind of experience and crowd and outdoors and real grass, so it'll be a big challenge.
What's the weather supposed to be like, Mike? Do you know?
Yeah, so I didn't know until like yesterday. And I'm packing, going, wait, what's the weather like there? So as you know, Seattle is unique in that there's not a big range. If it's like 50 in the morning, it's 60 during the day. There's no big movement, and I think it's like 54, 67, sunny, a little partly cloudy. So weather will not be a factor. A gorgeous day, you know, high 60s as a high. Weather will not be a factor, because sometimes you can get some nasty cold rain. So that is not a problem.
Yeah, I've experienced that up there twice. It's miserable.
Yes. Yeah,
it's not, and it's not easy to play football in either. Right?
No, but this shouldn't be an issue. This should be the first, you know, obviously with the two home games, our first outdoors, and man, this crowd it's a unique stadium, Lumen Field. It actually sits where the King Dome was, right? So the King Dome, which opened after the Superdome, was imploded in 2000, so 24 years. So You start thinking about the impressiveness of Caesar Superdome in year 50. Now, they didn't just implode the kingdom for the heck of it. They had like four teams playing there. So it was, they all kind of went their separate ways, but it just makes you appreciate the Superdome.
So what are going to be the big challenges for the Saints this week with, you know, lining up against the Seahawks? And what do the Seahawks bring that is problematic as a matchup?
So if we look at the Saints' defense versus Seattle's offense, I mean, there's two key areas, first of which is Kenneth Walker III. He's their running back. He played the Saints, you know, a few years ago, had a 69-yard run. I believe it was 23 or 22. And, you know, so Saints fans know him well. Now, the Saints were able to answer in that game and won it 39-32 because Taysom Hill had a 60-yard touchdown run after Kenneth Walker's, but he ain't around. So Kenneth Walker's tough. Against Pittsburgh, he had 13 carries for 105 yards. And you're like, oh, all right, well, he had a big run in there somewhere. And he really didn't. He just had a lot of bruising runs. He had a 20-yarder, a 19-yard touchdown, a 15-yarder, a 13-yarder, a 9-yarder, a 9-yarder. So he carried it 13 times and averaged it 8.1 yards a carry. That is very impressive because in week one, he had 2 carries for 20 yards. I mean, 10 carries for 20 yards. He only averaged 2. So I think that is obviously key number one. You can't let anybody run, you know, 10 yards a pop on you, or you're just, you know, it sets up everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then the second is Sam Bradford. So Sam is just an interesting guy to defend. When he played in Pittsburgh last week, on the opening drives of each half, so the opening drive of the first game, he was 4-for-4, touchdown in the first drive. In the opening drive of the third quarter, he was 4-for-4 and a touchdown. I mean, he looks unbeatable. And in between that, though, he was 14 of 25, 2 interceptions and 2 sacks. So you kind of get these the two Sam Bradfords. And he's a fairly accurate passer, 68%. But what Sam will do every once in a while, he'll give you one, and he'll make a mistake. And the key is, can the Saints make him pay? They don't have a pickoff yet, but when he makes his mistakes, and he will, I mean, he'll make some good passes, but he'll make a couple of just, you know, pickoff throws. And if the Saints don't take advantage of that, that is going to be really, really problematic. And so that's the Saints D versus the Seattle offense. From the Saints offensive standpoint against the Seattle D, it really becomes up front. Dylan Redens is not going to play at left guard. He didn't make the trip, so he's out. Trevor Penning has been limited to practice, but working himself back at left guard. Taliaferro Fuaga hasn't practiced yet. Now, they don't practice till this afternoon. It's 10:30 here, so they don't practice till later this afternoon. So you know, he's almost he could be kind of a rest, you know, left his, he's got a knee and a back, but he's from Tacoma, wants to play here badly, never played at Lumen Field, so he really wants to play, feels like he can play, but you really need him because I'm not, you know, if without Dylan, if you hope Trevor can get in, if Trevor can play and Fuaga can play, you're back to your original five starters. But if not, I mean, you have some backups that really have not played a lot against a defensive front in Seattle that is just, they had three sacks on Aaron Rodgers last week and didn't bring corner blitzes or linebackers. That was just their defensive tackles and defensive ends. So they are stout up front. Where they're kind of hurt and banged up is in their secondary for Seattle. So can Spencer, can this offensive line give Spencer some time to maybe take advantage of where they're not at their 100% strength and get some passes to Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave and Devon Vele, just and get a little, you know, something a little more than 13, 14 yards, right? Nothing. They've had no, very little yards after the catch. And you're going to have some bigger plays in Seattle and run the ball with some effectiveness. And Alvin's had a great job. Alvin had almost 100 yards rushing last week. Didn't feel like it, kind of, but they've really just not had a lot of explosive plays, the Saints offense. Three in two games. And, you know, if you think you're going to take it 75, 80 yards every time down the field against this Seattle defense, it's tough. And then you can't settle for threes instead of seven. And then, quite frankly, Blake Groovy's missed a couple of short ones. So they have the work cut out for them, but that's why they play the game.
Mike, what kind of practice did they have this week? I mean, was it, were they upbeat or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's early, right? And they, you know, they really practiced, you know, Monday was a, you know, kind of film walkthrough. Tuesday they're off. Wednesday was your kind of your most normal practice. That's mostly your install. And then they practiced Thursday and got on a plane and flew for 4.5 hours, right? So now it's today practicing at the University of Washington. Tomorrow will be pretty much just a walkthrough. So it's been a little, you know, disjointed, but that's the way Kellen wanted it. He wanted to get him out here, get used to practicing outside, playing on grass, and here as opposed to Metairie. So yeah, I mean, these next two, right? You get Seattle, and then you got to go to the other end of the world in Buffalo. And the NFL, you know, it didn't make it easy on them. The NFL said, well, you know, Buffalo, here's what we're going to do. You play on Thursday. We're going to give you a mini bye before you play the Saints. So Buffalo's off. And yeah, these 3-0 Buffalo Bills are off until they play the Saints on Sunday. So, but I thought, man, you know, it was 21-21 Miami and Buffalo in the fourth quarter. So, you know, yeah, they're upbeat. They're for an 0-2 team. There's not, you know, this woe is me. They didn't get blown out. They've had the ball with a chance to tie or win the first two games. Now, you know, that's good, but W's are what matters, you know, in the end. But I do feel like this is not a dejected team. They've done some things very well, just haven't made the plays, haven't taken advantage early. They have played their worst football early, and it seems like they don't get going until they're down two scores, and then it's like a different team. Look at Spencer Rattler. He completed 22 of his final 23.
Right? Yeah.
Three touchdowns. I mean, if you just kind of look at his numbers, you go, oh, well, they won that game, right? You know, three touchdowns, completed 14 in a row, 22 of his final, but they get behind, you know, by two scores, and it's, oh, they flip a switch, so they got to figure out a way to flip that switch earlier.
Yeah, and with some unfortunate injuries, too. I mean, you know, again, we're playing musical chairs on the front line, and we seem to have been doing that for the past several years.
Yeah, it's just, it's when it's a position, and this is a team that kind of really had poked and banked on their starting five kind of being there, because they went and brought in Awesome Richards in a trade on August 26th, Luke Fortner, was after the Jacksonville game. They picked up Xavier Truss on August 27th. They just picked up a couple of guys yesterday as they made some more roster moves. So your backups and your swing guys who you really kind of hoped you wouldn't be playing are playing. And they didn't spend any time at camp with you. They need as much time as possible. And what you didn't want is exactly what's happened. Trevor Penning, Fuaga, Dylan Redens, who was, you know, he was your starter. He's out, so you didn't really have the depth at O line to have a bunch of injuries at one position. It didn't pick any position. If you pick running back and you lose three of them, you're in trouble. And so that's been the situation.
Yeah. Special teams. Well, let me first say it. Darnold has two interceptions that he's thrown already this year.
Last week.
This is obviously an opportunity for the Saints to think about that. Darnold has not really had incredible games, although he's thrown for more yards than Rattler, but it's been a little dicey.
Yeah, it's feast or famine. I mean, he was pretty average in week one, against San Francisco, no touchdowns, no interceptions, just kind of game management. And it was a low scoring game. And, other than those two drives to start the game and to start the second half, he was, very ordinary. Here's the difference being, if you let him stand back there, like you let Mac Jones, and don't get a lot of pressure and don't move him off the spot, he'll kill you. Any quarterback will kill you. You're going to have to get at him and hopefully get at him with your front three and four so that you don't have to send a lot of blitzes because, they got Cooper Kupp, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Torrey Horton. They got some receivers that can do some damage. You got to get him off the spot. You got to make him uncomfortable. So when he does make that mistake, it can't go through your hands. It's got to be in your hands, pick off.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we look forward to listening to you and Deuce, obviously, and
Jeff Nowak.
Say again, I'm sorry.
Jeff Nowak on the sideline.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Nowak on the sideline, yes, thank you. And we always enjoy that, and it's going to be a tough game out there. It's different. It's hard to describe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Saints fans would appreciate it. They're like Saints fans. I mean,
yeah,
they are passionate, just crazed Saints fans. They just play in a different world because we're so close to Alaska right now. I mean, Canada. I can rent a car and go to Canada. You were up here, baby.
Can you see Russia from there?
I'm not going there. No, it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful area. It really is.
Yeah. It is. Especially when the weather's good there. It's hard to beat for sure. It's a pretty, pretty area.
Yep.
But best of luck. Bring it home, man. We need it for sure.
Friend. You bet. Talk to you.
All righty, Mike Hawes, voice of the New Orleans Saints. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.